Virginibus Puerisque, 1, by Robert Louis Stevenson, narrated by Ray Ritchie. With the single exception of Falstaff, all Shakespeare's characters are what we call marrying men. Mercutio, as he was cousin to Benedict and Byron, would have come to the same end in the long run. Even Iago had a wife, and what is far stranger, he was jealous. People like Jacques and the fool in Lear, although we can hardly imagine they would ever marry, kept single out of a cynical humour or for a broken heart, and not as we do nowadays from a spirit of incredulity and preference for the single state. For that matter, if you turn to George Sand's French version of As You Like It, and I think I can promise you will like it but little, you will find Jacques marries Celia just as Orlando marries Rosalind. At least there seems to have been much less hesitation over marriage in Shakespeare's days. And what hesitation there was of a laughing stock, and not much more serious than one way or another than that of Panurge. In modern comedies, the heroes are mostly of Benedict's way of thinking, but twice as much in earnest and not one quarter so confident. And I take this diffidence as a proof of how sincere this terror is. They know they are only human after all. They know what gins and pitfalls...